Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Governor Newsom says he gets it, and the people of California want action on homelessness. Last week, Newsom launched his multi-day trip up and down California, unveiling his vision for his second term in office. Last week, on Thursday, he made a big announcement in Sacramento, detailing his next move to get more unhoused people into better living conditions. At Cal Expo, the governor announced that the state is going to deliver 1,200 tiny homes to some of the state's most impacted cities, including roughly a third of those homes, amounting to about 350 to Sacramento. In addition to Sacramento, Los Angeles will get 500, San Jose will receive 200, and San Diego will get 150. But how much of a dent will the small structures make in California's unhoused crisis? And are people living in encampments willing to give them a try? CAP Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols joins us to talk about the plan and several of the loose ends that still need to be worked out, including why some say this move is just a drop in the bucket. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me on Insight.
So, Chris, you talked to a lot of local leaders about this latest push for tiny homes. What are they saying about the governor's promise of 350 tiny homes in Sacramento?
They are saying that this is a positive step for the region. As we've reported in the past, there are more than 9,000 unhoused people in the county. That's a record high. But there are only about 2,000 shelter spaces between the city and county facilities. And new shelters are not cheap to build. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg was at Cal Expo last week. He says the city and county are stepping up their efforts to tackle homelessness, but they need more resources like these tiny homes.
We're waiting for one thing, more beds, because we don't have the sufficient capacity. This is a godsend. And if it takes a couple months, it'll take a couple months. We'll do the outreach, and then we will have a place to actually bring people.
Okay, so the mayor just said it could be a couple months. When and where will they open?
Governor Newsom said the home should open by this fall, both here in Sacramento and around the state. He said he'll use the California National Guard to get them set up. The governor also said the state will pay for the homes. He estimated that cost will be about $30 million and that the state will pay for any related infrastructure. But local governments will pay to operate the sites and the services needed at these tiny home communities. The location for at least some of the Sacramento homes will be Cal Expo. There will be other locations in the area, but those have not been announced.
But Cal Expo, it's a pretty well-known location. It's home to the State Fair. Sacramento Republic plays their home soccer games there. Will the general public see the tiny home community?
Well, it's a good question. Officials have not said exactly where the tiny homes might be set up at Cal Expo, but I think if they follow the lead of other projects, there could be a fence that surrounds the homes, possibly a privacy fence. And there also could be a security station that checks people in and out of the community.
Chris, I mean, you and I just talked about Sacramento County, that there's a tiny home project in the south part of the city, South Sacramento, and it can take a while to open these sites. Remind us what the county is trying to do.
Yes, it can take a long time. In the county's case, they announced a project last April. It includes about 100 tiny homes at Florin and Power Inn Roads. But now, after several delays and cost overruns, the county might not open that site until late this spring. So that would be more than a year just to get it up and running.
And the city still has nearly 100 small homes and trailers, right, sitting in storage. What are the plans for those?
That's right. I know that's something that's really frustrating for a lot of people. Those have been sitting empty for nearly 2 years. The city had planned to use them at a few different sites, but they ran into regulatory problems, such as making them accessible to people with disabilities and meeting fire safety rules. City spokesperson Tim Swanson told me last week that these structures are still being considered for future projects, and that announcement should be coming in weeks or months.
And when we're talking about tiny homes, I mean, this is just one piece of a larger plan and vision. And in recent years, Chris, as you know very well, Sacramento and other communities have opened many different types of shelters, the traditional brick and mortar congregate shelters. They've also opened sanctioned tent encampments, safe parking areas. There's been some success with those and also some, honestly, some failures as well. What are the advantages of opening a tiny home community?
Well, for the tiny homes, typically you're going to have just one or two people in each unit. So I think they do offer people a greater degree of privacy. That's something that's really valued by people who live on the street. More privacy, especially compared with the traditional shelters that pack people into large rooms full of beds spread out across the floor. They're also hard-sided structures, so they can be locked from the inside. They offer people more safety and security than a tent, which of course can be damaged in all the rainstorms we've been having.
Given that Sacramento County, the latest point in time count was that there were at least 9,000 people experiencing homelessness in Sacramento County, and they're slotted to receive, or the city is slotted to receive, what, 350 tiny homes? So that seems like a fraction of the overall people who are experiencing homelessness. So where do they fit in the region's overall strategy to get people off the street?
I think they help places like Sacramento make at least a small dent in this overall problem. These shelters, if they move quickly, they can open in a matter of months, all as the city and county are trying to ramp up longer term efforts like mental health services and permanent housing. But they are not seen as a solution to homelessness. Instead, they're a place where people can hopefully stabilize and transition to the next step. Permanent supportive housing is still seen by many as the best long-term solution because it includes both housing and the full set of services. To really ensure someone doesn't fall back into homelessness, Sacramento Assemblyman Kevin McCarty, he also spoke at Cal Expo last week, both about the urgency of this problem and about past efforts to use the fairgrounds as shelter.
Sure, we'd love to have permanent supportive housing for 174,000 homeless across California, like the 2,000 homeless along our parkway just 100 yards behind us. But we need to focus on triaging today. Californians demand action today. We cannot wait. This helps get people out of the encampments along our beloved American River Parkway and from our central city freeways. Lastly, Governor, I thank you for having us here at Cal Expo, because as our mayor stated, this is a state asset and a key to helping us solve this critical problem. But it's been elusive to make it happen at this site. Just 2 years ago, you signed my measure greenlighting the placement of homeless facilities right here at Cal Expo, but we weren't able to make that a reality, and I'm confident we're going to do so this year.
All right, Chris, when it comes to homelessness advocates or even unhoused residents themselves, what do they want to see inside the structures?
The desire is for the homes to include heating and air conditioning, given Sacramento's relatively cold winters and the very, very warm summers. Ideally, advocates would like to see running water and restrooms, but if that's not possible, the goal is to provide access to things like showers and restrooms within the larger community. Daniel Lopez, a spokesperson for Governor Newsom, told us last week that all of the homes will be wired for electricity. Most will have a heating and cooling system. He said some will be plumbed for water, though others will require separate bathroom and laundry facilities. I also spoke with Angela Hassel, who is the executive director of Sacramento Loaves and Fishes, which offers homeless services near downtown. And here's what she said about the benefits of tiny homes.
There's always going to be something better, something more that we could do that would help folks along in their journey. But I do think that tiny homes are a good place to start because they are structured units that aren't going to, you know, ideally aren't going to just fall down or get shredded in a windstorm or a rainstorm. They're going to offer some more safety and security and just a private space for folks to kind of take a breath and then move into some of the other healing arenas. And it's bigger than that. We need more than tiny homes. We need more affordable, subsidized housing that comes with services, so permanent supportive housing. But this is a place to start, and I think that we need to kind of take this energy and propel it forward and keep doing more.
Right, Chris. You know, when it comes to an unhoused resident that you spoke with, I mean, what are they telling you about this? We have about 60 seconds left.
Sure. Well, I spoke with Joseph Gray. He's 65 years old, lives in his vehicle along the WX corridor, volunteers picking up trash for the downtown streets team. He really had some interesting comments about whether people would be open to the tiny homes. Here's part of my conversation with him.
What do you think about that strategy? You think it's a good one?
Well, yes, it is, and no, it isn't.
How do you mean?
The strategy will get a lot of people that will want to get off the streets available, but the fact that most of them don't want to get off of the street because they feel that if they're in a spot where people can look at them, then they're not able to do the little things that they don't want you to see them do.
And that is Cap Radio's Chris Nichols. As always, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Vicky.
You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. We'll be right back.